hear from you, you know, more on a positive note. What do you think are the basic needs for people to prevent them from experiencing poverty?
An awareness of the future. The future can always be better than it is now, and for many people it will be. But the future can be worse, and that means that, you know, old-fashioned values that grandparents used to have, like prudence and saving and so on, they actually matter an awful lot.
Sorry, I'm interrupting, that's rude. But I was meaning more the basic things about what you need, shelter and food, etc. And what you just said there, actually, I used to work for Child Poverty Action Group, and I used to go around giving talks. What you said there about those old values, I used to get that from lots of people who would say, you know, my grandmother used to make a bone of beef last 3.5 days for the family. I think that
and what's
changed.
Wrong with that? Yeah. Well,
but
yes,
nowadays, we, Edwina, you know it's changed. And can I just make this? I want to say this. What was happening with Hazel? You are asking a question that if asked to go to a debt advisor. You were asking really personal, confidential questions.
She phoned up. She phoned up and she volunteered her personal circumstances.
Yes, I know she did.
In which case, it's actually worth putting some questions to her.
On radio, and it's in a way, it's got us all phoning up. But in a way, you know, being you should not have asked us such personal questions.
Why not?
Because, I've heard you on Radio 5 before talking about poverty, and you know the questions to ask that lots of people think, yes, I agree with Edwina, she's absolutely right, you know, be prudent, you know, do this, you know, you have to make hard choices. If you've never really experienced poverty, you can't even understand about trying to make those hard choices.
Well, that's exactly Hayley's position.
And I wish you would be more empathetic and said you sound very hard in the way that you
Yeah, but I mean, hang on a moment. Oh, dear. The people of South Derbyshire for a very long time had me as their MP. And before that, for 8 years, I was in the city of Birmingham as a councillor. And I actually come from the city of Liverpool. And I grew up. All right. And so does my mother, and so did my grandmother, and all the rest of it. Now, the person who didn't understand what poverty was about, and I can hear you're upset as well. Person who didn't understand what poverty was about was Hayley. And the tragedy was that she's a young mother with a baby. You have to be able to put food on the table. You have to make choices that look after your family first. She feeds the dog before she feeds herself. What kind of insanity is that?
Edwina, the way you're talking now in that really sort of definite way is not really understanding about a person's experience of poverty.